Hello and good morning. This is Mark Rogers, bringing you the Gospel reflection for today from Luke chapter 19, verses 41 to 44, entitled, Jesus Weeps Over Jerusalem. As Jesus came near and saw the city of Jerusalem, he wept over it, saying, If you, even you, had only recognized on this day the things that make for peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. Indeed, the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up ramparts around you and surround you and hem you in on every side. They will crush you to the ground, you and your children within you, and they will not leave within you one stone upon another, because you did not recognize the time of your visitation from God. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Luke is writing his Gospel, most people think, around AD 75. And what a violent and traumatic time that was. It was a few years after the fall of Jerusalem in AD 70. A very violent time. The fall of Jerusalem followed a long siege by the Roman army against the city of Jerusalem, in which thousands perished, and then even more died in the actual battle and the defeat and the destruction of the city of Jerusalem. Terrible times. It is possible that the historical Jesus may have prophesied these events and the destruction of the temple. Certainly, it seems that Jesus was highly, highly critical of the temple system itself. Luke, interestingly, links the destruction of the temple with the failure of the people in Jerusalem to recognize Jesus, as his quote, a visitation from God. I really hope this interpretation is Luke's. Luke trying to explain what has happened, namely the terrible events surrounding the fall of Jerusalem and the destruction of the temple in his own time. I hope it's Luke rather than Jesus saying that God will kill people because they didn't support him or his ideas. I hope that's not the historical Jesus. There's a lot of violent words, violent things said in the Gospels. And let's be honest, some of it is attributed to Jesus, sometimes directly and sometimes indirectly through parables. In this extract, Jesus actually comes across as kind of petulant, really, and really quite fanatical, almost kind of saying, well, you lot wait and see. God will punish you one day for not listening to me. I don't think that's the historical Jesus. I think we can say explicitly and clearly that God does not hurt in any way a person because of their attitudes or their beliefs. Let's root out the violence in our own religious tradition and focus on the great things in our faith tradition: love, compassion, wisdom, patience, goodness, and so forth.